Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the kickoff.
Behind everything that is great, there is a great mind. A mastermind. Get ready for the Fantasy Football Mastermind Edge. The definitive fantasy football information and advice show. Your host, Fantasy Football Mastermind Michael Nazareth, has several decades of fantasy football experience. His website, ffmastermind.com, offers comprehensive fantasy football information, including a preseason drafting strategy guide and weekly in-season fantasy football newsletters. The Fantasy Football Mastermind Edge offers fantasy football picks to click and flick, the latest NFL news, and much, much more. Each week during the fantasy football season. Remember, there's no bragging rights for finishing second.
You lose! Good day, sir!
Here's your host of the Fantasy Football Mastermind Edge, Michael Nazareth.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is August 18th. Yes, it is Sunday night. We're a little bit late this week, a little bit technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio, but it looks like everything's A-okay right now. My name is Michael Nazareth, and I'm host of the Fantasy Football Mastermind Edge podcast. Fantasy Football Mastermind can be found on the web at ffmastermind.com. And let's get right to the news and notes for the week. We got to play catch-up here, but before we do that, I want to a quick shout-out to our sponsor, primary sponsor, myffpc.com. If you want to play in a legit high-stakes fantasy contest, they're the only ones I recommend. We're talking $2,000 per team, $1,600 for every additional team, $1 million on the line. You can win $10,000 in your league. It's really a good league, very exciting. I've been playing in it ever since it began in 2008. Lots of good information there. Check out myffpc.com. They've got leagues that start as low as, I believe, $35, $77, $100, all the way up to the high stakes level. Lots of good stuff there. Also, if anyone is out there listening to me live, if we have some time at the end of the show, I may take a fantasy call live on air. The number to call in is 563-999-3760. Once again, that's 563-999-3760, and hopefully we can get to your fantasy question. Keep it relevant and on course, and watch your language, of course. Anyway, let's get right to the training camp news and notes of the week. Forgive me, I did this template a couple of days ago because I thought we were going to be doing the show back in the middle of the week, but of course, we all know that by this time, J.J. McCarthy, a rookie quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, underwent meniscus repair. He's gone for the season, so it looks like Sam Darnold's going to be your full-time quarterback for all of 2024 for the Minnesota Vikings. It's going to affect Justin Jefferson a little bit here. You know, he knows what he's getting with Justin, with Sam Darnold, but you're not going to get the upside that J.J. McCarthy would bring there. Meanwhile, teammate Jordan Addison, he took a fall and injured his ankle, but it looks like he's going to be okay. They expect him to be okay, ready for week one, which is still 3 weeks away, people, so no time to panic there. Moving on over to Detroit, Jahmyr Gibbs with a hamstring injury. Head coach Dan Campbell said, I think we're going to be fine here, so I think we'll be good. That translates that they expect him to be okay for week one. We'll keep an eye on that, too. And, of course, the never-ending saga of wide receiver Brandon Ayuk in 49er land. The team had a deal with the Steelers, but Ayuk doesn't want to go anywhere. It looks like he just wants to get more money from the 49ers. He knows where his bread is buttered. They just need to pay him a little bit more. I think a deal gets worked out here, and he stays with the 49ers, which is probably the best place for him. Meanwhile, over in Cincinnati, Ja'Marr Chase, star wide receiver, he's been absent from practice after holding a sit-in. And he wants a new deal. Mike Brown there says it doesn't look like it's going to get done. There's questions here whether he's going to actually hold out into the season or not, but I have a feeling he's going to break down. He's just waiting, biding his time. And then if they don't get a new deal done, he's going to have to practice and play just like Justin Jefferson as well as CeeDee Lamb did. And speaking of CeeDee Lamb, looks like they're coming closer to a resolution and a new long-term deal in Dallas. I expect something to get done here in the next week or two before the season starts. They'd be crazy if they didn't, because they can't go anywhere without CeeDee Lamb playing for them. Moving on over to Chicago, Keenan Allen didn't make much of an impact once again, although he is a starter in the preseason game this week. They said he appears to be 230 pounds. That's a little bit heavy. I don't want to call him a fatty yet, but he is still seeing 100% of the starter snaps during the preseason, so he's expected to play there. We're just keeping an eye on him. A couple of interesting moves in terms of usage from tight ends. Pat Freiermuth rotated with Darnell Washington and Michael Pruitt. They're down there for Pittsburgh, and it looks like he's not going to be a full-time tight end, so you might want to lower him in your rankings there. And Gerald Everett started with Cole Kmet in Chicago. Looks like Cole Kmet is not a solid starter either, so that means if you're in a premium high-stakes league like I am in the FFPC, grabbing one of those top 10 guys is more important than ever. And, of course, I'm offering all my opinions to premium subscribers in our premium QuickBits news and views. I think I bid about at least 8 or 10 items today from and many, many more yesterday for all the games, 13 games on Saturday. Buy our preseason draft guide. You get access to that. We just had a rankings update this past Friday, 16 ranking changes. There's a lot going on. Okay, let's get to the NFL news. Abbreviated list. If you want the full list, you can go to our website, ffmastermind.com. Quarterback Matthew Stafford, hamstring tightness, left practice early. They expect him to return this week at some point. They were hoping Monday. We'll see, but he's expected to play by week one. Christian McCaffrey, he said he feels great, the calf. He would play if it was a real game. He looked good running and cutting this week in practice, and he was sitting on the sidelines with a big smile on his face tonight when the Cowboys played in their preseason game against the Packers. Good news for Houston Texans, Joe Mixon with that quad injury. He returned to practice this week. Even though he didn't play in the game, they were smart there. They sat him, but he's practicing full go, ready for week one. Alvin Kamara with the back injury, back tightness for the Saints. He sat this past week, and he did not play in the game tonight against the 49ers. A lot of Jamal Williams in that. Jamal Williams not getting much respect. He's technically the handcuff to Alvin Kamara because Kendra Miller can't practice and play because of the hamstring injury, and the head coach down there has had enough of that, and he might not even make the team. Moving on over to my favorite team, the New York Giants, Tyrone Tracy had a scare with an ankle. He's day-to-day. He's already running and cutting and then returned to practice. Malik Nabers, of course, had the ankle scare there, but he said he's no doubt playing week one, I bet, because he played in the game yesterday and caught, I think, 4 passes for 50-some-odd yards. Looked good there. Of course, Daniel Jones threw a couple of early picks, but he played better in the second quarter against the Texans' backup defense, so New York has some things to work on there. Over in Kansas City, the defending champions, wide receiver Marquise Brown with a shoulder, he was expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. We're in the middle of that right now with a sternoclavicular injury. They hope that they might be able to get him back somewhere between week one and week three. We'll see. In the meantime, Xavier Worthy is climbing ADP charts. He's making plays all over the place. Rashid Shaheed with a hamstring did not practice last week. He did not play in the game tonight. They're watching him there closely. Xavier Leggett, rookie for the foot injury for Carolina, returned to practice. Jerry Jeudy with a knee returned to practice this past week. And Sam Laporta, he sat earlier in the week, but his hamstring injury is not serious. Everything looked good there. And we'll be right back after this important message.
You know you want to dominate your fantasy football league. Manage your teams with assistance from the definitive fantasy football information service, Fantasy Football Mastermind. Found on the web at ffmastermind.com. There's plenty of free stuff, and the premium content will consistently give your teams the best chance to go all the way. Co-founder and CEO Michael Nazarek has several decades of experience, including winning 4 consecutive SI.com Experts League championships, along with tens of thousands of dollars playing in the Fantasy Football Players Championship. Go to ffmastermind.com and check out their volumes of fantasy football content updated daily, which give you the edge you need to legitimately claim championship.
Championship!
Redrafter, Dynasty, Keeper, Auction, Salary Cap, IDP. They cover them all with the best content available anywhere. Go to ffmastermind.com. The longer you wait, the more great information you'll be missing.
Okay, we always urge people to go to our website, ffmastermind.com, check out all the good stuff there. We got, of course, our flagship features, the NFL Quick Bits. I've been posting NFL news on a daily basis multiple times per day for 29 years, going all the way back to 1996. You don't want to miss this stuff. Of course, we've got several free items on there, free agent tracker, player movement tracker, free Eye in the Sky scanning reports, or we had a whole set released early August for the first part of training camp, and now these we'll be releasing new reports the rest of August here as we close in on the start of the season. And, of course, for our premium subscribers, we've updated our Masters List customizable cheat sheet, our MCP board, which is our Mastermind Championship Projections board, as well as our Executive Draft Master software for the seventh time. Version 5 of the preseason draft guide has been released with 22 articles. It's over 300 pages of great information. That price is $19.95. If you buy the guide, you get all the updated rankings as we do them. We're doing them weekly now, and in the last couple of weeks before the season, we'll go every 2 or 3 days there with updates. Of course, we offer weekly in-season fantasy newsletters with daily releases. The meat and potatoes is the market feature on Tuesday night, free agent player trading rankings, free agent player trading advice, and, of course, we rank for the week on Wednesday. Mastermind Moments, where I discuss all the fantasy potentials for all the game matchups for the week on Thursday and Friday, and then, of course, we update our rankings on Saturday. And, of course, all of our quick bits that are injury-related go premium in premium injury quick bits at the start of the season. The Pro Bowl package, everything except our drafting software is $49.95, and if you add everything to the drafting software, you get the Super Bowl package, $59.95. And please follow me on Twitter, at FFMastermind. All right, let's get right to my top 10 running backs for 2024. This is based on a PPR system. We all know number one is Christian McCaffrey. The calf injury shouldn't be that much of an issue. Obviously, there's always an injury risk with CMC, but it's not going to make you not take him unless something happens between now and the start of the season. I expect easy another 2,000 total yards, probably 15-plus touchdowns total. He still rules the roost for fantasy running backs, especially in a PPR system. Number two on my list is Breece Hall. Kind of been going back and forth a little bit between Hall and Bijan Robinson, but I've heard some things about Robinson that are not too good in terms of the usage. With Breece Hall, the Jets are just going to run the wheels right off him. He's the clear guy. Of course, Braylon Allen has secured the backup handcuff position with behind Breece, but Breece is going to carry a full workload when they get him on the goal line. It's going to be Breece Hall. And with Aaron Rodgers, hopefully, fingers crossed, healthy for a full season, we're probably looking at 1,700 total yards out of Breece Hall and easily 12 touchdowns or so. He's number two in my book there. Right behind him would be Bijan Robinson. He's got talent, maybe even more talent than Hall, but the coaches in Atlanta have a difference of opinion. The head coach, Raheem Morris, says that we're going to get Robinson to the rock as much as possible. Offensive coordinator says, hey, Tyler Algier is still a good player. We're going to lean on him at certain times. So, you know, it's going to be probably more inconsistent from Bijan Robinson rather than Breece Hall, and that's why I've got Robinson at number three in my list. We're still probably talking 1,700 yards, 10-11 scores. Jonathan Taylor is my number four guy on this list. People forget how dominant he was a couple of years ago because he went through injuries. But Jonathan Taylor is still the guy there. I forecast about 1,500 yards and about a dozen scores there. He's going to catch probably about 40 passes. Bijan should catch about 60, Breece Hall 70, and Christian McCaffrey around 70 as well. In PPR, that's where you get most of your points there. And we get number five, Jahmyr Gibbs. That's where he excels, catching there. I still think he's going to, even though he's a part-time player in terms of carries, he's still going to rush for about 1,000 yards. Score about a dozen times and catch another 50 passes there, so he's number five on my list. Saquon Barkley is number six. He's got potential for top three. It really depends on if the tush-push is utilized like it was in the past. Jason Kelce is retired, the center for the Eagles, so if Hurts and company can't get that going, guess what? That's more carries for Barkley at the goal. I still have him at about 1,500 total yards and about 10 scores. Catch conservatively in the upper 40s here. If things work out better Barkley could score upwards of 15 times and catch 50-plus passes. We'll see. Number seven is a favorite on my list, Derrick Henry. I know he just turned 30, but still the guy can still tote the rock. And when he's behind a line like they have in Baltimore, he's number seven on my list. I think easy 1,200-plus yards rushing, another couple hundred receiving, and 14-plus scores. So in a basic scoring system, he's going to rival CMC from that standpoint there. So Travis Etienne is number eight on my list, 1,000 yards receiving, rushing, and another 400 receiving, 50 catches or so, and score around 10 times. Kyren Williams is surprising in L.A. for the Rams, about 1,400 total yards, 30-some-odd catches. He's got Blake Corum that's going to take some catches and touches away from him, but he should still score in the double digits there. And Isaiah Pacheco is a surprise. The full-time workhorse back now, three-down back roll, going to catch passes there. He's going to run for over 1,000 yards, probably catch close to 50 balls, 300 yards there, and score around 10, 11 times there. If you get any of these guys in your draft, you're going good with an RB1. If you can manage to get two of them, then you're way ahead of the game, but, of course, you're going to be paying the price at wide receiver position. So let's go to a couple of my sleepers and a creeper or two. My obvious sleeper is Zamir White in for the Raiders. Of course, he came out of nowhere. It was always a handcuff to Josh Jacobs. Had a really good end of season last year. Now, it's interesting. He had a little bit interesting usage, played deeper into the game than expected. We're not quite sure what's going on there, but still I think he's going to see most of the touches there with Alexander Mattison, who's just a guy, in my opinion, behind him, as well as Dylan Lobb, the rookie. But I think Zamir White is worthwhile pick in the 6th, 7th, 8th round of your draft. Another dark horse sleeper, Ty Chandler in Minnesota. Aaron Jones always seems to get hurt, along with Aaron Rodgers there. He all kinds of injuries last year. When he's healthy, he's dynamic, but they're not going to workhorse him in Minnesota because they want to keep him healthy. That means a lot of touches for Ty Chandler. So if you can get him as an RB4, that's a good option there in the middle rounds of your draft. A late-round sleeper, the guy here he should be a running back, but it's Tim Patrick. So that's because he's been starting there in Denver in the preseason games, locked in as the number two guy, so you can get him later in your draft. He's not a running back, but still a very good sleeper there. A couple guys that I think are overrated that you won't find me drafting at all, Devon Achane for Miami. He's going in the second round or third round of most of these drafts, and like, why? He's not even the starter. Yes, he's dynamic, but I don't think he can rush for 10 yards a carry and score like every fifth or sixth time he touches the ball like he did almost last year. You know, he's going to have a lot more competition. Raheem Mostert, of course, is a starter there. And, of course, Jalen Wright, the rookie, is going to be seeing some. I just, he's not worth the ADPs on my latest article, 12 guys not to draft at certain ADP, and he's my second-round guy to avoid. Zeke Elliott in Dallas, just too old, slow. They're not excited about it. I don't know what Dallas is thinking. Rigo Dallas probably going to end up pushing him out and becoming the starter or seeing the majority of the carries there, so I would not spend a draft pick on Zeke Elliott there. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and I'm not seeing anyone. This is late night on Sunday night, not to be kind of a surprise time there, so there's nothing we can really do about that for now. But hopefully next time, if you're listening, call in when the show is live, and I'll answer a question or two. I tell you, that was a quick 20 minutes, people. We're going to thanks for joining me. This is Michael Nazarek, and so we'll see you all next week, probably in about another 3 or 4 days here, when the wide receiver position from a fantasy perspective is previewed for 2024. Good night, and good luck to everyone drafting this week. We'll see you. We'll see you in a few days. Good luck.
Football!
Physical sport.
You've been listening to the Fantasy Football Mastermind Edge with your host, Michael Nazarek, the definitive fantasy football information and advice show. Join us next time. Until then, remember, there's no bragging rights for finishing second.
Good day, sir!